الحمد لله رب العالمين له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن صلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين كنا أمس قد ذكرنا بعض الأحاديث التي يذكرها المشبهة ويحاولون التمسك بها على عكس ما تقتضيه الأدلة لنصرة مذهبهم في تشبيه الله بخلقه. As you remember, yesterday we talked about certain hadith that those who liken Allah to the creation mention, trying to interpret them in other than their proper meanings, against the proofs to support their ill claim that Allah Ta'ala resembles the creation. اليوم الآن إن شاء الله نكمل الكلام في هذا الموضوع. Now إن شاء الله we will continue talking about this subject. لأنه يحسن أن تكونوا متنبهين أن نكون جميعا متنبهين لهذه الأحاديث حتى إذا أوردت علينا في مجلس من المجالس عرفنا أن نقول هذا ضعيف هذا ثابت لكن معناه على خلاف ما تقول يدل عليه كذا إلى آخره. It is a good thing for us to be aware of these different hadiths. So if we are in a session and someone who likens Allah to the creation or someone who has a question mentions one of these hadiths, we would be able to clarify the issue. To say this is a weak hadith, this is not reliable, this narration is weak, this narration is strong, but it means such and such, the proof is such and such, etc. وإلا فأنا أعرف أنكم يعني أنه عند التعليم لا تريد كل هذا لمن تعلمه الفرض العيني. Otherwise, I know that when you are teaching someone the personal obligatory knowledge, you don't mention these hadith to him and start to say, if someone says, you say, if someone says, you say. But you might need. But we need to know that, at least. لأنه يجب أن يكون بين المسلمين من يتقن هذا الأمر فرض كفاية because it is a communal obligation فرض كفاية that among the Muslims a part of them would master these issues the knowledge of these issues. It is not something optional. هذا ليس نفلا معرفته بل من فروض الكفاية. Rather, it is an obligation to know these matters. لكن, but a communal obligation, فرض كفاية. If a part of the Muslims know that in an area, then the other Muslims are not obligated to seek this knowledge. If all of them, those who are capable to know it, if all these people neglect to learn this issue, then all of them would be sinful. This is the meaning of Fard al-Kifaya. طيب. أما الحديث أو من الأحاديث التي قد يوردها المشبه حديث الترمذي الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. Among the hadith which someone who likens Allah to the creation might mention and try to take it as a proof for his ilk read is the hadith narrated by At-Tirmidhi and others, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ اِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, which means those who have mercy for others, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have mercy for them. Be merciful with these who live on earth, then man fi as-samaa will be merciful with you. This term, man fi as-samaa, okay, لفظ من في السماء يحتمل عدة احتمالات, عدة معاني. This term, من في السماء, can bear different meanings. من في السماء يحتمل أن يكون معناه الذي هو أعلى من كل شيء قدرة. من في السماء can bear the meaning of the one who has a status above anyone else. من في السماء يحتمل أن يكون معناه الذي محله السماء. It can bear the meaning of the one who inhabits the sky, the heaven. وهذا يحتمل أن ينصرف إلى واحد ويحتمل أن ينصرف إلى جماعة. This can bear also the meaning of those who inhabit the sky. لأن لفظ من في لغة العرب يصدق على الواحد ويصدق على الجماعة. Because the term من, as you know, in the Arabic language, can be used in reference to one, and it can be used in reference to many, to a group, more than one. كما قال ربنا تبارك وتعالى في سورة الزمر, فصعق من في السماوات والأرض ومن في الأرض ومن في الأرض. هذا ليس معناه واحد يصعق, إنما معناه الملائكة يوم القيامة, الملائكة الذين في السماء يصعقون والذين على الأرض يصعقون. As it is mentioned in سورة الزمر, فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض, which means those who are in heavens will be will die on the day of judgment, and those who are they will lose conscience by consciousness by dying or by and they will die, most of them they will die, those who are in heavens and on earth. because some of them died before that, so they will faint without dying. هنا لفظ من أطلق على الجماعة. Here the term من refers to a lot, not to one individual or one thing or one person, etc. طيب إذا علم ذلك, if this is known, then what do we say about this hadith? So إذن ماذا نقول عن هذا الحديث؟ الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء يرحمكم من في السماء. ها أولا هذا الحديث قوي ليس ضعيفا. First let us start by saying this is not a weak hadith. This is a strong hadith. رواه الترمذي وأحمد والحاكم وغيرهم. It is narrated by الترمذي, أحمد, الحاكم and others. وهو حديث معروف مشهور, يعني معروف مشهور بين العلماء. It is a hadith which is well known among the scholars. معروف بينهم باسم الحديث المسلسل بالأولية. It is known among them by the hadith مسلسل, شو مسلسل, it is known among them by the hadith which is narrated in succession, in series, if you want, in series, that each one of its narrator says that this is the first hadith that I heard from the one before me, from so and so. Then so and so would say this is the first hadith that I heard from so and so. So it is narrated in series in this way. Every one of its narrators says this is the first hadith that I heard it from so and so. كل واحد من رواته يقول وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. مثلا مثلا فيما بيننا أشخاص, هذا الحديث هو أول حديث سمعوه بالإسناد المتصل من الشيخ عبد الله رحمه الله تعالى. For example, among us there are people who heard this hadith from Shaykh Abdullah, and it was the first hadith that they heard from him in a continuous chain of narrators. وهو رحمه الله تعالى قال حدثني شيخي المفتي محمد سراج الجبرتي وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. And Shaykh Abdullah said, my Shaykh Muhammad Siraj al-Jabarti told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith that I heard from him. والشيخ محمد سراج الجبرتي قال حدثني الشيخ محمد حبيب الله الشنقيطي وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. Shaykh Muhammad Siraj al-Jabarti said, Shaykh Muhammad Habib al-Shinqiti told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith that I heard from him. Shaykh Muhammad Habib al-Shinqiti قال حد وهو قال حدثني الشيخ الشرنوبي وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, الشيخ عبد المجيد الشنوبي told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith that I heard from him. وهو قال حدثني الشيخ حسن القويسني وهو أول حديث سمعت منه. He said, Sheikh Hassan al-Quwaisini told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith that I heard from him. وهو قال حدثني الشيخ محمد الأمير المالكي وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, I heard Sheikh Muhammad al-Amir al-Maliki told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith that I heard from him. Al-Amir قال حدثني أحمد الجوهري وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. Sheikh Muhammad al-Amir, and he said, Sheikh Ahmed al-Jawhari told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith that I heard from him. هو قال حدثني الشيخ عبد الله البصري وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. And he said, Sheikh Abdullah al-Basri told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith that I heard from him. وهو قال حدثني الشيخ محمد البابلي وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. And he said, Sheikh Muhammad al-Babili told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith that I heard from him. وهو قال حدثني الشيخ أحمد الشلبي وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. And he said, Sheikh Ahmed al-Shalabi told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith that I heard from him. وهو قال حدثني الشيخ زكريا الأنصاري وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, Sheikh زكريا الأنصاري told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith I heard it. No. Wait. This is another chain. There are two chains. The one that I have here is another chain. Instead of Sheikh Zakaria al-Ansari, Sheikh Yusuf ibn Zakaria. Badal Sheikh Zakaria al-Ansari, Sheikh Yusuf ibn Zakaria. وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. وهو قال حدثني البرهان القلقشندي وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, البرهان القلقشندي told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith that I heard from him. وهو قال حدثني أبو العباس أحمد الواسطي وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, أبو العباس أحمد الواسطي told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith I heard from him. وهو قال حدثني صدر الدين محمد الميدومي وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. And he said, I was told by صدر الدين محمد الميدومي, and this hadith was the first hadith I heard from him. وهو قال أخبرنا النجيب أبو الفرج الحراني وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, الشيخ أبو النجيب, لحظة, الشيخ النجيب أبو الفرج الحراني told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith I heard from him. قال أنبأني أخبرنا الحافظ أبو الفرج ابن الجوزي وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. And he said, الحافظ أبو الفرج ابن الجوزي told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith I heard from him. وهو قال أخبرنا إسماعيل ابن أبي صالح المؤذن هذا الحديث وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, إسماعيل المؤذن told me this hadith, No, Ismail, the son of Abu Salih al-Mu'adhin, Abuhu kan al-Mu'adhin, told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith I heard from him. وهو قال حدثني والدي أبو صالح المؤذن وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, my father Abu Salih al-Mu'adhin told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith I heard from him. Abu. وهو قال حدثني محمد بن محمش هذا الحديث وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, Muhammad ibn Mahmish told me this hadith, and this was the first hadith I heard from him. وهو قال حدث أخبرنا أبو حامد البزاز بهذا الحديث وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, Abu Hamid al-Bazzaz told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith I heard from him. وهو قال حدثنا عبد الرحمن بن بشر وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. He said, عبد الرحمن بن بشر told me this hadith, and it was the first hadith I heard from him. وهو قال حدثني سفيان بن عيينة ولم يقل وهو أول حديث سمعته منه. هنا ينقطع التسلسل. He said, Sufyan ibn Uyayna told me this hadith, and he did not say, this was the first hadith I heard it from him. So here this series of saying that stops at Sufyan ibn Uyayna. وَهُوَ رَوَاهُ عَنْ عَمْرِ ibn Dinar. He narrated this hadith from Amr ibn Dinar, عَنْ أَبِي قَابُوس, from Abu Qabus, عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص, from عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أنه قال الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن يرحموا أهل الأرض يرحمكم أهل السماء. So هذا الحديث معروف, يعني this is a well known حديث. الذي يطلب علم الحديث أحيانا كثيرة, أول حديث يسمعه من الشيخ الذي يطلب منه هذا الحديث حتى يبقى التسلسل. Many times the one who seeks the knowledge of hadith, the first hadith that he would hear from his sheikh would be this hadith for this series to continue of. وهذه فيها زيادة ضبط, and as you can see, narrating a hadith in this way entails more accuracy in narrating the hadith, because when someone says this was the first hadith I heard it from him, so he knows very well what he's talking about. This is more, it emphasizes that he recalls very well what he is narrating. هذه فائدة التسلسل. This is the benefit of this issue, narrating it in series. على كل يس ممن هنا أكثر من واحد. أنا سمعته وغيري أيضا. نعم. More than one person here among us, they heard it from Sheikh Abdullah, and it was the first hadith that they heard it from him. I did, and other people did. طيب. هذا الحديث المسلسل بالأولية حديث قوي. This is a strong hadith. It is not a weak hadith. ماذا يكون معناه؟ طيب إذا كان قويا ما هو معناه؟ ما معنى من في السماء في هذا الحديث؟ saying that this is a strong hadith. Okay, then what does the term man fi sama mean? هذا الحديث لمعرفة ذلك ينبغي معرفة أن هذا الحديث له روايات أخرى. To know this, one needs to know that this hadith has other narrations. في رواية من الروايات لفظها الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم الذين في السماء. In one narration, the terminology is like that. الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم الذين في السماء. Which means, those who are merciful, the merciful people will have mercy from Allah. Be merciful with those who are on earth, then those who are in the sky will be merciful with you. هذه الرواية رواها الإمام أحمد في مسنده. This narration is narrated by Imam Ahmad in his book Al-Musnad. وله رواية أخرى, and it has another narration. الرحمون يرحمهم الرحيم ارحموا أهل الأرض يرحمكم أهل السماء. This is the other narration. الرحمون يرحمهم الرحيم ارحموا أهل الأرض يرحمكم أهل السماء. Which means the same thing, the same beginning, and then it says be merciful with the people of earth, the inhabitants of earth, then the inhabitants of the sky would be merciful with you. فدلت هذه الروايات على أن المراد بمن في السماء في الرواية الأخرى الملائكة. So this narration, these other narrations tell us that what is meant by the term من في السماء in the other narration are the angels. المشبه يريد أن يقول الله. The one who likens Allah to the creation wants to say it means Allah. بغض النظر عن الروايات, regardless of the other narrations, the rules, etc., the proofs, they don't want to go into all of that. They found this statement, they want to interpret it as they want. وهذا لا يمشي, and this is not correct. لأن أحاديث النبي روايات الأحاديث الأخرى تبين المقصود. Because the other narrations clarify very well what is meant with this hadith. وقد جاء وعلماء الحديث قالوا أحسن شيء تفسر به الآية أو الحديث هو آية أخرى أو حديث آخر. And the scholars of hadith said, the best thing to interpret an ayah or a hadith is to find another ayah or hadith that interprets it. ذكره الحافظ العراقي في ألفيته وغيره. This issue is mentioned by الحافظ العراقي in his work called Al-Alfiyya fi al-Hadith. He authored something in the knowledge of Hadith called Al-Alfiyya, and others among the scholars of Hadith said that. فيكون معنى الحديث, so the meaning of this Hadith would be ارحموا من في الأرض بإرشادهم إلى الخير مثل تعليمهم علم الدين الذي هو يكون سببا لنجاتهم في الآخرة وبإطعام الجائع منهم وكسوة العاري ومساعدة المحتاج. ارحموا أهل الأرض بمثل ذلك يرحمكم أهل السماء أي الملائكة باستغفارهم لكم وإنزال الرحمات عليكم. So the meaning of the hadith would be merciful with the people who live on earth by teaching them the personal obligatory knowledge that would be a reason for them to be safe in the hereafter, by giving food to those who are hungry, clothes to those who do not have clothes to cover themselves, to protect themselves, shelter to help the needy people, etc. So be merciful with the people who live on earth with such matters, then the angels would be merciful with you by making istighfar for you and bringing down the mercies on you. هذا يكون معنى الحديث. This is the meaning of this hadith. وممن ذكر هذا الحافظ زين الدين العراقي في أماليه. Among those who mentioned this issue is الحافظ زين الدين العراقي in his work called الأمالي. فيه مجلس, هذه الأمالي فيها مجلس خاص للكلام عن هذا الحديث. These were classes that this Hafiz used to give on weekly basis in what pertains the hadith. And in one of these classes, he specified a class only to talk about this hadith. He specified a session just to talk about this hadith, to narrate it with his chain, to explain it, to mention the different narrations, what it means. So he clarified all of that in that session. And then all these sessions were compiled together in a book. So this book is called Al-Amali. So originally these were sessions that he gave on weekly basis. Then they were compiled together in a book called Al-Amali by Al-Hafiz Zainuddin Al-Iraqi. So in one chapter of this book, he explained this hadith and these issues very clearly. قال, he said, وَمِنْهُ يُعْلَمْ أَنَّ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا إلى آخر الآيات. المراد بمن في السماء فيه الملائكة. Then he continued to say, after he explained the hadith, etc., then he said, Al-Hafiz Al-Iraqi, from this it is known that the term man fi sama, which is mentioned in the verse of Al-Quran in Surah Tabarak, this verse in Surah Tabarak, this term man fi sama in Surah Tabarak refers to the angels, as it is clarified in this hadith. هذا كلام الحافظ العراقي وغيره. Not just الحافظ العراقي said that, other scholars said it, but he is one of those who clarified the issue. فقالوا معنى الآية, معنى ما في القرآن, أيها الكفار إذا أنتم بقيتم على كفركم هل تأمنون أن يأتي إليكم الملائكة فيخسفوا بكم الأرض أي كما خسفوها بمن قبلكم من الأمم. These verses would mean then O you blasphemers, if you continue, if you insist on being on remaining blasphemers, on rejecting Islam, do you feel safe from the angels who might crack the earth or flip it while you are on it, as they did with some nations before? وَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ هَلْ تَأْمَنُونَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ آمِنُونَ مِنْ أَنْ يُرْسَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَلَائِكَ يَرْمُونَكُمْ بِالْحِجَارَةِ فَتَهْلَكُونَ كَمَا حَصَلَ في أمم سابقة أي كما حصل قبل ذلك. And do you feel safe that the angels are not going to throw you with stones so you would be destroyed, as previous nations were destroyed with this torture? This is what the verses mean. هذا معنى هذه الآيات. ويؤخذ هذا من أين؟ من الحديث. From where do we take this interpretation? From where did the scholars take this interpretation? From the hadith, the different narrations of the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أحيانا المشبهة يأتون بشيء مضحك في هذا المقام. Sometimes those who liken Allah to the creation, they come up with something that you can't stop sometimes yourself from laughing at them when they hear such things. They try to refute them in a very silly way. أحيانا ماذا يقولون؟ يقولون الآية فيها من أو الحديث فيه من لا تأتي للجمع، لا تصلح لتكون عبارة عن الملائكة، تصلح للمفرد. Sometimes they say this verse or this hadith they have the term من in them, and the term من expresses one thing, one person, like that. It cannot express more than one. مع أن القرآن والحديث مشحونان فضلا عن كلام العرب بمن بصيغة من راجعة إلى الجمع. Although the Quran and the Hadith are full, other than what the Arabs used to say, the poetry of the Arabs, etc., are full with the term من referring to a lot of people, a lot of a group of creatures attributed with knowledge. Because it's not used for things that are not attributed with knowledge usually in the Arabic language. So mashallah. كما في الآية التي سبق أن ذكرناها. An example of that, the verse that I just mentioned a little bit before in this session. الله تبارك وتعالى لا يعجزه أن يحل عقوبته في الدنيا على الكفار بواسطة الملائكة كما يحصل ذلك في الآخرة وكما حصل ذلك في الأمم السابقة. الله تبارك وتعالى has the power to torture the blasphemers in this life by ordering the angels to do that, by enabling the angels to do that, just as it happened with previous nations, and as it will happen in the hereafter. أليس في الآخرة يوم القيامة يأتي الملائكة بعنق من جهنم فيرونه فيراه الكفار قبل دخولهم النار. Isn't it the case that on the day of judgment the angels will bring a part of hellfire? So out from it they will drag a part of hellfire so the blasphemers would be able to see it. So they would be very scary. This happens. MashaAllah. ورواية الراحمون ارحموا أهل الأرض يرحمكم أهل السماء رواها كثير من علماء الحديث. This narration, be merciful with the people of earth, then the inhabitants of the sky would be merciful with you, is narrated by a lot among the scholars of hadith. منهم الحاكم في المستدرك. Among them is الحاكم in his book المستدرك. وقال إسنادها صحيح, and he said it has a strong chain of narrators. ووافقه على ذلك الذهبي, and الذهبي agreed with him that this is a strong narration. ثم لو حملت هذه النصوص على الظاهر الذي يريده المشبهة لوقع التعارض بين النصوص الشرعية. On top of that, if according to the interpretation of these Wahhabis, there is contradiction between the religious texts. لأن الله أخبرنا أنه في يوم القيامة كل من في السماوات ومن في الأرض يصعقون. Because Allah Ta'ala told us that everyone existing in the heavens and on earth on the day of judgment, they are going either to faint or to die. فلو زعموا أن هذا الحديث أو هذه الآية تعني الله تبارك وتعالى وأنه ساكن هناك لكان معنى هذا أن الله يصعق. According to the saying that Allah inhabits the heavens, according to the ill interpretation that Allah inhabits the heavens, the heaven, then this means that Allah Ta'ala will faint or die on the day of judgment, which is impossible. وهذا لا يجوز. النصوص لا تتعارض. The texts of Al-Quran and the Hadith, the confirmed Hadith, they do not contradict each other. إنما تتعاضد, rather they support each other. فتفسيرهم في كل حال باطل. By this, يعني their interpretation is false. It is very clear that it is false. ولو كان الله يسكن السماء لكانت السماء تحصره. تعالى الله عن ذلك. And had it been the case, as they say, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala inhabits the sky, then He would have been encompassed by the sky. The sky would surround Him. وهذا لا يليق بالله, and this does not befit Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ولو كان كما قالوا لكان الله مزاحما للملائكة. And according to their ill statement, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is crowded with the angels. لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبرنا أنه ما في السماء موضع أربع أصابع إلا وفيه ملك قائم, إلا وفيه ملك إما يكون في حالة القيام وإما يكون في حالة الركوع وإما يكون في حالة السجود. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told us that the heavens are full with angels standing, bowing, making ruku', prostrating, all of them are busy with that. He told us that there is not even a distance of four, a space of four fingers empty in the skies. هذا الحديث ثابت رواه الترمذي. This is a confirmed hadith narrated by الترمذي. ماذا يريد الوهابية على حسب قولهم؟ يعني الله يزاحم الملائكة. So according to their saying, Allah is crowded with the angels in the heavens. أعوذ بالله من مثل هذا الاعتقاد. I seek Allah تبارك وتعالى from such a belief. إلى هنا واضح؟ Up till here, is it clear? وهؤلاء يزيدون على هذا. As you know, these people, they add to that. يقولون الله تعالى وقولهم هذا يناقض before that. وقولهم هذا يناقض ما يزعمونه أن الله فوق العرش. And this saying of them contradicts what they claim that Allah is above the throne. One time they say Allah is above the throne, and this is an attribute of perfection of Allah. And at another time they say that Allah is in the heaven, which is underneath the throne. And at a third time they say that Allah goes down from the throne to the first heaven every night. Anyone that has a little bit of mind does not accept this contradiction and this ill belief. الوهابية تارة يقولون الله بذاته على العرش، ثم يقولون الله ينزل، ثم يقولون الله في السماء بذاته، ثم يقولون ينزل بذاته إلى السماء الأولى كل ليلة، وهم يزعمون أن كونه فوق العرش صفة كمال له. كيف هذا؟ أي واحد عنده ذرة مسكة من العقل لا يقبل هذا، قليل من العقل، شيء من العقل لا يقبل هذا، هذه العقيدة الفاسدة. ما غطى عوارهم في هذا الزمن أمام قسم من الناس إلا المال. The only thing that made some people overlook this contradiction and this ill thinking and ill belief is their money. Just because they have a lot of money, some people overlook this. Otherwise, how would anyone accept such a contradictive, silly belief? على كل حال, let's continue. So, هؤلاء يستندون في قولهم هذا إن الله ينزل كل ليلة إلى السماء الأولى بحديث ورد عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. These people, they rely to say that Allah Ta'ala descends to the first sky every night on a hadith narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وهو حديث صحيح مشهور يعتمد عليه في العقيدة. And it is a صحيح حديث. It is famous. It reached the level of being famous. So it is reliable in the field of the creed, in the issues of the creed. وهو قول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله يمهل حتى إذا وهو قول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ينزل ربنا كل ليلة إلى السماء الدنيا فيقول هل من داع فيستجاب له، هل من مستغفر فيغفر له، إلى آخر الحديث. الوهابية قالوا معناه ينزل بذاته، هذا النزول معناه نزول من فوق إلى تحت، ينزل بذاته من العرش إلى السماء الأولى فينادي بصوت كذا كذا كذا، هكذا يقولون. جعلوا هذا النزول كنزول المخلوقين. أهل السنة قالوا لهم الأدلة القطعية العقلية والنقلية قامت عندنا على أن الله تبارك وتعالى يستحيل في حقه الحركة والمكان والانتقال، المكان والانتقال من مكان إلى مكان، لا من فوق إلى تحت ولا من تحت إلى فوق. إذن هذا الحديث له معنى يليق بالله. ثم أهل السنة في هذا قسمان، قسم عرفوا معنى الحديث على التعيين، وقسم قالوا ما نريد أن نشتغل بهذا، يكفينا أن نقول له معنى لا لائق بالله تبارك وتعالى ولا ندخل أكثر من ذلك، ليس انتقالا ولا إفراغ مكان وملء آخر، يكفينا هذا، ما نريد أن ندخل أكثر من هذا. وبعضهم قال لا، الروايات يفسر بعضها بعضا، روايات الحديث يفسر بعضها بعضا، وهذا الحديث روي بلفظ آخر، إن الله نفس الحديث، إن الله يمهل حتى إذا مضى شطر الليل الأول، القسم الأول، إذا مضى القسم الأول من الليل، إذا صار القسم الأخير من الليل أمر مناديا فينادي، هل من داع فيستجاب له، هل من مستغفر فيغفر له، الحديث. فإذا معنى ينزل ربنا أي ينزل ملك بأمر ربنا فينادي، لأن الحديث يفسر بعضه بعضا، كما يقول العرب وهذا معروف عندهم، بنى الأمير قصرا ولم يمسك الأمير الحجارة بيده ويبني القصر، إنما أمر فبني، بني بأمره، وقطع الأمير يد اللص وليس هو قطعها بنفسه، إنما أمر فقطعت، وعاقب المجرم وليس هو بنفسه فعل ذلك، إنما أمر ففعل. وهذا كثير في لغة العرب، وهذا مثله، الرواية التي رويت بلفظ ينزل معناه ينزل الملك بأمر الله تبارك وتعالى، وهذا لا حرج فيه، يدل عليه النص. There is a hadith which is a صحيح حديث، reliable حديث، in which the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said ينزل ربنا كل ليلة إلى في الثلث الأخير من الليل إلى السماء الدنيا فينادي، هل من مستغفر فيغفر له، هل من داع فيستجاب له، إلى آخره. The meaning of this hadith contains the term ينزل ربنا، which according to the language the term ينزل ربنا it can bear the meaning of Allah descends every night to the first sky, and it can bear the meaning of Allah makes someone to descend with his order every night to the first sky. So it can bear either of the two meanings. Of course, the Wahhabis, which meaning they are going to attribute to the hadith immediately? The first one. They say that Allah, they say it this way. They say Allah Himself descends from Al-Arsh to the first sky every night, and tells the people, whomever makes istighfar, I will forgive him at the last part of the night. Whomever makes istighfar, I will forgive him. Whomever makes dua, I will give him what he makes dua for, etc. By the way, this time is a very blessed time. The last part of the night before Al-Fajr. So, the guided people do not miss the opportunity of pray, and that the righteous people do not miss usually the opportunity of pray and make dua during this time. Make dhikr, pray, and make dua during this time. طيب. So if you wake up before Al-Fajr, if you want like 20 minutes, half an hour, you make wudu, you pray two rak'ahs, you make dua, you recite few verses from Al-Quran, you will get a lot of reward. Then you pray As-Subh at the beginning of its time. This is a very rewardable issue. And if at any time you have something which is strangled in your life and you don't see the way out of that, don't miss to make dua at that time. Insha'Allah, if you make a dua while having wudu, having the good intention, and having in your heart a strong certainty about this issue, and you make a dua, insha'Allah, you will get what you ask for. So this is a reason, this is a way that many people forget about to solve their problems. Usually people think about physical issues that they see to seek their problems. One time when Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi was fighting the Crusaders, at one point of time he was in a very tough situation, very delicate situation. He thought how to get out in a very dangerous situation. He and the Muslims, the Muslim army that was with him, he thought how to get out from this situation. He couldn't get to a solution. He sat with other people with him, people who, clever people, they thought about it. They couldn't solve it. Then he had with him, always he had people of religious knowledge next to him, always, all the time. So one of them told him, in such situation, some scholars said, let one give a sadaqah in charity without anyone know about it, and make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to solve the situation for him. This usually works. So immediately he sent someone without anyone knowing, searching for some needy people and to give him sadaqah in charity. It was the prayer time. He prayed, and after the prayer he started making dua to Allah, the area, and crying sincerely. The area underneath his face got wet because of his tears. At the same day, the army of the Crusaders, they had the dispute between themselves. They disagreed between themselves on certain issues, so they left the area and they went away. Just like that. So usually people, I'm not saying always all the people, but many times the people think about the physical means and ways to solve the problems. And sometimes they forget about a dua, or to give money in sadaqah, in charity, or they forget. Not that the Muslims, they know the benefit of these issues, but they forget about these means, which are very helpful. So, the Wahhabis chose the first interpretation of the hadith. Of course they did. The scholars of Ahl Sunnah said, they were of two types, the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, about this hadith. One part of them said, we know that the apparent meaning, or we know that this hadith does not mean that Allah descends from up to down. This does not befit Allah Ta'ala. What is the exact meaning of this hadith? We don't want to go into that. We believe that it has a meaning that befits Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is not going from above to underneath or the like, because Allah is clear from places and motion or immotion. Rather, it has a meaning that we don't know what is this meaning that befits Allah. Many among the Muslim scholars, especially when they did not feel a need to go farther, they were satisfied with this. Okay, I believe in the hadith. It has a befitting meaning. I don't want to go farther. Maybe I will commit a mistake in interpreting the hadith. I don't want, there is no need for that. I don't want to go farther. I know it does not mean the physical attributes, and this is it. Here where I want to stop. Others, they went farther. They said, this issue is narrated from the Prophet والسلام, by other narrations. And these other narrations, narrated by An-Nasa'i and others, it says, the hadith says that after the first part of the night passes, Allah makes an angel descend to the first sky and says, is there anyone who makes istighfar, etc. They said, so these narrations, this narration of the hadith clarifies the meaning of that other narration. It makes it clear that it means that it refers to the descending of the angel with the order of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this issue expressing this way, sometimes this way and sometimes the other way, is something well known in the Arabic language, and I assume in other languages also. Yeah, you say, for example, so and so built a house, although maybe he didn't even touch one piece in the, he didn't put any effort physically in building it, but he, because he's the one who ordered for this house to be built. You say he or she built a house. You say, for example, the ruler punished the thief, or the ruler punished the criminal, and the ruler never touched, maybe this ruler never saw this person. But because it is done with his orders, you would say that the same thing applies with this hadith. There is nothing strange about that. وكلام الوهابية لا يقبله كما قلنا أدنى من له مسك من العقل من له أدنى مسك من العقل. And their statement, as we said, is not acceptable by any reasonable person. لأن معناه أن الله تعالى يكون فوق العرش على زعمهم وقد ملأه ثم يتضاءل حتى ينزل في هذه السماء السابعة التي هي أصغر بكثير من العرش، ثم أيضا هي مملوءة بالملائكة فيتضاءل أكثر حتى يمر بين الملائكة ويزاحمهم، ثم يفعل الأمر نفسه في السادسة والخامسة والرابعة والثالثة والثانية حتى يصل إلى الأولى. هذا كلام لا يقوله عاقل، لا يقبله عاقل. Because what they are saying is that Allah is a large, big, 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 big body filling العرش. Then, which is much, 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 much bigger than the sky. Then according to them, this big, huge body gets smaller, 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 smaller to fit in the sky. And the sky is full of angels. So he would get even squeezed and smaller to pass among these angels. And to do the same thing in the sixth heaven, the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, until reaching the first one. No one with sound mind would accept this. No one. مرة كان أشخاص من أهل الحبشة ممن نشأ هنا في هذا البلد ذهبوا إلى السعودية للدراسة. In the past, not long time ago, few years before the death of Sheikh Abdullah رحمه الله, people from Ethiopia lived here in the States. They were raised here in the States. They went to Saudiya to seek the knowledge there. يعني not religious knowledge. لكن هناك ألقوا إليهم شيئا من عقائد الوهابية. There they told them things among the beliefs of the Wahhabis. فقالوا لهم، كان من أول ما قالوا لهم الله ينزل من بذاته. So among the first things that they told them that Allah goes down himself from above to the first sky. فقالوا لهم هذا في الجزء الأخير من الليل, at the last part of night. فقال لهم هؤلاء لكن الجزء الأخير من الليل يدخل في هذا البلد ثم بعد لحظة في بلد آخر ثم بعد لحظة في بلد آخر ثم بعد لحظة في بلد آخر وهكذا. They told them but the last this part of the night, the last third of the night, when it starts at one area on earth, after one moment it starts at another area, then it starts at a third area, and so on. It continues like this. So what are you trying to say? قالوا إذا ماذا تقولون؟ تقولون الله نازل طالع نازل طالع طول الوقت. So they told them, what are you trying to say? Allah goes down and up all the time. أولئك ارتبكوا ما عرفوا ماذا يقولون. This one that was claiming to teach him, to teach them, didn't know what to say. He was embarrassed. فقال هكذا هذا يجب أن تؤمن به. They told them you need to believe in this. This is it. تركوا البلد ورجعوا. They left and they went back to the States. So وهذا الشيء ذكره العلماء قديما في كتبهم في الرد على الوهابية. And this is something that the scholars mentioned in their books previously to refute such people. فكلامهم لا يوافق الشرع، لا يوافق الأحاديث والآيات الأخرى، ولا يوافق العقل. What they say does not comply with the other verses of the Quran and other hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and it does not comply with the sound mind. نسأل الله أن يعافينا من مثل هذه الضلالات. We ask Allah to protect us from such ill thinkings. نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. الله أعلم. And Allah knows this. اتفضل حسن. يرحمكم الذين في السماء. هكذا. هذه في مسند أحمد. أي يوجد عدة. طيب ماشي الحال خلص. لا يريد خلص ماشي واحد. شو بدنا نعمل؟ كود. هذا حديث النزول. لا هي مرة واحدة لكن كل عبر بلفظه عما فهمه. وفيكم إيه عن سمير من غير شيخ. نعم تستطيع أن تقول. نعم أنا أردت أن تحصل هذه الفائدة لهذا ذكرته كله. تفضل. Then wait Elias until we if the تفضل حاج. القدر. هم قالوا ليس بهذا ليس بقولها هذا النبي يعني ليس بهذا دخلت في الإسلام إنما كانت دخلت قبله واستدل النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على ذلك بأنها تعتقد أن الله أعلى من كل شيء قدرا. Many. Al-Baydawi and others mentioned that. Yes, تفضل. بالإسناد. They أولية نسبية مني. تفضل فوزي. وفيكم. This is another subject. We'll talk about it. We will. It is mentioned. Sheikh Abdullah mentioned that in As-Sirat. We will get to that. If it's not urgent, if you can wait, it would be more detailed, Fawzi. Barakallahu fiqh. Go ahead, Elias. It seems the actually what happens that they do not pay. They don't get in their hands something and then they pay it. physically. Rather, the company or the employer deducts a part of their salary and says this would go to that issue, towards that. So really, the employee did not get anything, any physical thing in his hand that he again invested or lended it. He didn't get anything physically. So the situation, if you think about the situation, then this situation is, if you are an employee, what's going on really, that your employer owes you a part of your salary that he did not give it to you yet. Oh, yes, he's putting it in towards that issue. What is it called? Yeah, this issue, towards that, etc. But he is not, you didn't get it yet from him. Because you owe him a certain, he owes you a certain salary. He gives you a part and puts a, so you didn't get all your salary yet. So he owes you this part still. I'm not saying he's not going to pay it to you. But now he owes you this part. If he wants, out of his own will, to add to it, and then at a certain time to give the whole amount to you when you ask for it, and you say, I want now the whole amount, then up till here, there is nothing wrong. If you agree not to take it now and wait, it works. Now, when you get it, so that this would be a debt that he owes you. So, on this issue, not all of it, not what he adds to it, the part that he owes you, the part of your salary that he deducts. On this part, you apply the rules of the debt. That is, if someone else owes you a debt, do you have to pay zakah on this debt? Or not, there are details pertaining to this issue. When do you pay? And some scholars said, when you collect this debt, this is when you pay a zakah for this part, for this debt. Okay? Wafikum. This is not like this differs than the money that you invest in a bank or the like, because that's something that you physically had and you put it there with an agreement with them. You are investing it there according to the rules of Muhammad ibn al-Hasan, to the Hanafis rules, if you are doing that. Barakallahu fikum. Tafaddali. Go ahead. Bala. Of course, there are many, many. This is one proof and many proofs that the angels do istighfar for us, and that we are benefited a lot without noticing that. A lot from the angels. With each one of us, there are angels that protect this person from the harm of the devils. Otherwise, the devils would play with us like someone would play with a ball. They see us, we don't see them. But the angels protect us from their harm. Except what Allah willed for us to be harmed with. Then they cannot. Stick to what I said. Allah yubarik fikum. Wa bikum. Faddal Yahya. Ghalita. Ghalit. Huwa zannahu tashahada qabla an yamut. Lakin law kan tashahad qabla an yamut, ma kana an-nabi yuqal fi dahdahin minan nar. Huwa la ya'rif hadith al-rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Ba'du ahli sunnah qala zalik. وعليكم السلام. For 1K? Oh, I regret something now. It seems I'm starting to regret something. Go ahead. Yeah, I know. If the employer, out of his own will, tells you, I want to do this with you, would you accept? You say, yes, I accept. Then there is nothing wrong about that. But don't tell him, you have to do this for me with the condition that you give me every month, if I pay $10, you pay, you have to pay. Or it's a condition that you pay $10. It doesn't work like this. What else? Go ahead. Oh, yes. I'm regretting something. Go ahead. The money which is taken from you? In which transaction? Which money taken from? Okay, so they are not taking from you anything. Wait. Please, let me deal with the issue. Allah yubarik fikum. They are not taking from you anything. Are they? No, not with. I'm not talking about physically. Then, what's the question?
That is it permissible to invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds?
So this is another question.
No, but this is tied to the 401k.
How is it tied to it?
Which money? The
money
and the
salary. Whose money? No, you didn't. It's not your money yet. So whose money is it? Theirs. Do you control what they do? So what are you asking about? You see what I mean? Barakallahu feek. Yes, Adwiti. لا هذه لا رواية أحد ما بلغ الدرجة لكن صحيح. النسائي. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله.